Let us talk a little basketball as we welcome into the program from Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast, John Corrales. Hi there, John.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Doing well, thanks. How's your day so far?
So far, so good. Let's keep it that way over the next 10 minutes, all right?
All right, we'll do everything we can on our end here. Boy, another impressive win for the Celtics yesterday. Seven straight and 51 points from Jason Tatum. Am I wrong to say, if it's possible, that it was an unselfish 51-point performance?
That's how I'm calling it. That's what I'm calling it. It was a very good, kind of in the flow 51 that, early on, he just was doing a really good job of reading the defense. Did it play him to shoot? Then he shot. Did it play him to drive? Then he drove. Did it play him to pass? Then he passed. So when they blitzed him, he made the right decisions. And the beauty of this, and the thing, if I was sitting there in the film room, I'd just loop this over and over and over again, is giving the ball up early often resulted in him getting the ball back with a better opportunity to shoot. So the lesson, as always, and it's hard because human nature, when you're struggling a little bit, is to go search for your own offense. Doesn't matter how cold you've been or how kind of tough the offense has been going for you at all, give the ball up, make the right play. Eventually it'll find the right people, and it found him in the right spots, and that's how you get up to a 51-point game.
I was surprised to see in your piece of Boston Sports Journal that he now has more 50-point games than anybody in Celtics history.
Yeah, I mean, he's really kind of establishing himself as one of the historically great players in team history. He's starting to kind of write those initial chapters of that story. And, I know people will say, well, it's too early and you need to win a championship and all that. And that sure, that's true. But not everybody gets to win the championship right away. Not everybody gets to be Bill Russell. Not everybody gets to be Larry Bird. You know, those guys are in their own class. But Tatum is working his way towards that. And it's been a pretty steady climb. And to have that potential to put up this many points this fast, and you can adjust for the three-point shooting, but it's still impressive to be able to do that for a team that has been extraordinarily successful ever since he came into the league.
What did you think of last night's starting lineup?
I like it. I think a starting lineup is, with Derek White in there, has been really good. And so you can see the potential for that lineup, that when Jaylen Brown comes back, you can take Brown out. You can kind of flip how you use Jaylen Brown. You can take him out early and start him with the second unit and have this kind of lineup out there, piling up a lot of points and playing really, really well. Derek White is maybe the unsung hero of this season so far, and his on-off numbers have been incredible, just incredible. He's at the center of so much that's good with this team. And then you got Robert Williams in there. It's a good problem to have for Joe Mazzulla when Jaylen Brown comes back, because you have probably three or four really good starting lineup options. And maybe that versatility is something that's going to help out when the playoffs come around, where you can have different options, or these guys learning how to play without a Tatum, without a Brown, if somebody tweaks an ankle or something like that happens, you feel more comfortable and confident that they'll be able to figure out how to win and win in different ways with these different lineups moving forward if something comes up.
Well, and we saw that over the weekend when Malcolm Brogdon got the chance and went out and got in the 30-point category.
Yeah, Malcolm is, he's been up and down. He had a great early start to the season and then a swoon in the middle. And it did coincide. I literally, before we were on the phone, I was looking over some lineup data where it's almost kind of skewed. And maybe it's because Brogdon was struggling a little bit. That had a big part in why the Celtics went, I believe, 5-7 in a 12-game stretch that started with the Golden State Warriors game. But Brogdon really kind of struggled a bit, and the team struggled. But as he's kind of picked things up after that in this 7-game winning streak, the team has kind of risen. So as much as I've talked about how Derek White is one of the unsung heroes, Malcolm Brogdon and him playing well is really, really important to this team being able to win, because when Tatum isn't shooting well or Brown isn't shooting well, and maybe the first unit comes out and isn't playing up to their capabilities, they're playing down to an opponent, it's up to Brogdon to lead that second unit and say, okay, here's what, you know, he likes to say we have a bunch of starters on that second unit. Well, it's him kind of turning around the energy of that second unit is part of this 7-game winning streak. Like, I'm latching on to the quote. He was in the locker room in Dallas, and he said, you know, a lot of times we've been kind of playing into when the starters haven't been doing well, where we should be kind of picking them up when they're not doing well. If we're not doing that, we're not doing our job. And I think from that Dallas game on, he's really kind of hammered home that focus for the second unit. Hey, these guys aren't playing up to their capabilities. We started slow. Let's pick it up ourselves. And he's really been at the center of that. And all of a sudden, in the past 7 games during this winning streak, he's in the top 4 lineups. He's in lineups 2, 3, and 4 as far as the biggest plus minus. So it kind of tells you how much of an impact he really has on this team.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. You wrote about the winning streak, and it's had a little bit of everything, all kinds of different types of games. And so to see the Celtics be successful different ways certainly bodes well for success down the road and in postseason.
Yeah, I think one number that stuck out to me over this win streak, their shooting percentage from 3 is somewhere around 37% in a 7-game winning streak. In their losses, the 7 losses in the previous 12, their 3-point shooting percentage was just like a couple of minor percentage points lower than that. And so the reason I bring that up is what used to be a 3-point shooting percentage that caused them to lose is now their average in their wins. So they're figuring out a way to win games without needing to outshoot the opponent, which is what they did over the first 26 games of the season, where they were shooting 40%. They were the only team in the league shooting 40%. And in their wins, they were shooting 40+. And in their losses, they were shooting like 32 or 35 or somewhere down there. So they have figured out, and it went through a couple of bumps, but over the last 7 games, they have figured out, hey, we don't need to outgun the other teams. It's nice if you do, but they've gotten big games from Tatum. They got a big game from Brown. They big game off the bench from Brogdon. Derek White has stepped up and hit big shots. Robert Williams has changed games. You can go up and down the roster and have different guys making different impacts. They've grinded out games. They've won games going away. They've won games early, and they've won games late. So they are figuring out, hey, what does this game need from us? And they're kind of giving the game what it's asking for. And that's just kind of like a big kind of talking point for me this season. The game will tell you what it's looking for, and you kind of got to give it to it. Does it need a defensive presence? Does it need you to run and get up tempo? Does it need you to bear down and just grind out rebounds? Whatever it is, we've seen more of them be able to do that. And that's so encouraging, because we saw trying to outgun teams early on. Yeah, that was fun for 26, 27 games. But then when the shooting went away, they really hit a terrible skid there in December. Having gone through that and realizing, like, okay, we need to do this other stuff to win, now they're doing it, and now they're able to win in all these different ways. It really bodes well for the playoffs when each opponent's going to give you different things that you need to do to win those series.
Warriors coming in on Thursday night. Will this be a different game? Yeah. Because it seems to be very different when they play at the Garden as opposed to on the road.
Well, I will say it's very different for the Warriors at home and on the road. At home, they are the juggernaut. on the road, they, I think, are 5-17 on the road. They are as awful on the road and dominant at home. It's just so weird. I'd be very curious to see if they kind of pick up their intensity against the Celtics. I would expect them to, because that's the finals rematch, and they know everybody's going to be watching. But I do think it's going to be a different game. They are just such a different team on the road. And I think the Celtics understand that they maybe overemphasized that game the first time around, came up a little too hyped, and they saw the ramifications of that. And so I think they get it now. And I expect them to come in and handle their business a little bit more effectively this time around.
All right. We'll find out on Thursday night. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thanks as always. And we'll see you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then. See ya.